Have you ever wondered how differently your life might have unfolded if a single moment had gone another way? In Tehran, 1953, 17-year-old Roya finds sanctuary in Mr. Fakhri's neighborhood stationery shop, a haven of poetry, crisp paper, and the intoxicating scent of ink. It's here she meets Bahman, a passionate young man whose political idealism matches her literary heart. Their Tuesday afternoon conversations among shelves of notebooks and fountain pens blossom into a love so profound it seems destined to last forever. But as their romance unfolds, so too does a national crisis. Prime Minister Mossadegh's democratic reforms clash with foreign interests, and the streets of Tehran simmer with tension. When Roya arrives at Sepah Square to marry Bahman on August 19, 1953, she instead witnesses the CIA-backed coup that will forever alter Iran's trajectory, and finds herself alone, her future suddenly unwritten. Mr. Fakhri's stationery shop is a universe of possibility. Shelves of leather-bound journals and fountain pens creating a sanctuary where literature breathes. For Roya, raised by progressive parents who envision their daughters as scientists rather than traditional wives, the shop represents freedom through words. When Bahman notices her lingering over Hafez's poetry, their conversation flows naturally as ink on paper. Their romance defies convention. They share stolen moments discussing controversial poetry and dreaming of Iran's democratic future. At a political rally supporting Mossadegh's reforms, their passions intertwine as Bahman shields her from violence when pro-Shah forces attack. Their garden engagement celebration captures their era's spirit. Persian music mingles with Western records as guests discuss poetry and politics. Dancing in perfect synchrony, they become the perfect couple, a symbol of what Iran might become if allowed to follow its natural rhythm toward democracy. Yet complications mirror Iran's contradictions. Bahman's mysterious absences coincide with political unrest, while his mother's hostility toward Roya reflects deeper social divisions threatening the nation's unity. Behind the seemingly perfect romance lurks a devastating secret, Mrs. Aslan's severe mental illness. When Roya first meets Bahman's mother, the encounter quickly shifts from politeness to hostility. Mrs. Aslan lashes out with bizarre accusations about babies dying before storming out in tears, leaving Roya bewildered yet determined to accept this difficult woman for Bahman's sake. Mental illness in 1950s Iran reflected limited understanding and treatment options. Mrs. Aslan's undiagnosed condition left her family managing her unpredictable moods without support. No servants remained due to her behavior, forcing both Bahman and his father to handle traditionally female duties. Years later, Roya discovers the tragic origins of Mrs. Aslan's condition. She had lost 4 children before Bahman through stillbirths and infant deaths. These losses transformed a once vibrant woman into someone consumed by grief and paranoia, fiercely protective of Bahman and determined to control his life. The stigma surrounding mental illness created a conspiracy of silence that ultimately separated the lovers. Bahman felt too ashamed to fully explain his mother's condition, while she exploited societal prejudices by suggesting Roya rejected Bahman because of the family's mental illness. August 19, 1953, became permanently etched in Roya's memory. After weeks of exchanging letters hidden in books at the stationery shop, Bahman arranged to meet and wed her at Sepah Square at noon, the same day as Operation Ajax, the CIA and British-backed coup that overthrew Prime Minister Mossadegh for nationalizing Iran's oil. Arriving in her finest clothes with her mother's silver compact mirror for luck, Raya found herself trapped among paid demonstrators chanting, "Death to Mossadegh!" The square descended into chaos as police joined protesters, tanks rolled in, and gunshots rang out. Amid the turmoil, Mr. Fakhri appeared briefly before being shot dead before Roya's eyes. Following his final gaze, she saw his beloved shop engulfed in flames, decades of books feeding an inferno that consumed not just paper, but dreams and possibilities. The personal and political catastrophes converged. Bahman never appeared, Mr. Fakhri died in Roya's arms, and Iran's democratic experiment collapsed. For Roya, the smell of charred paper became forever linked with profound loss. Roya and Bahman's separation mirrored the coup's political deception through deliberate manipulation. After the Sepah Square chaos, Roya received a letter from Bahman dismissing their relationship, followed by his mother announcing his engagement to someone suitable. Heartbroken, Roya's world dimmed. She abandoned the stationery shop and her activism, eventually agreeing to her father's suggestion that she and her sister study in America, his insurance policy against Iran's uncertain future. The truth remained hidden for 60 years until they reconnected in an American senior care facility where Bahman battled Parkinson's. The revelation? They had been victims of intercepted correspondence. While Roya went to Sepah Square, Bahman had been waiting at Baharistan Square, their missed connection caused by a single altered word. The epilogue reveals Mr. Fakhri engineered their separation. Acting at Bahman's mother's request, he altered their letters as atonement for having loved and abandoned her years before. After her heartbreak, Roya builds a new life in America, evolving from a homesick Iranian student to an integrated Iranian-American. In California, she meets Walter, a kind, steady American whose predictable nature contrasts with her passionate relationship with Bahman. Their courtship centers on Roya teaching Walter Persian cooking, bridging her past and present. Though emotionally distant during their wedding, their marriage grows into a genuine partnership. Walter embraces Roya's heritage rather than expecting assimilation, and she gradually opens herself to loving him, though parts of her heart remain guarded. Their deepest connection forms through shared tragedy when they lose their infant daughter, Marigold. When Walter kneels beside a grieving Roya and says, "She will always be right here," touching his chest, Roya recognizes his profound commitment. This portrayal shows that love manifests differently. Roya's passion for Bahman was like a wildfire, intense but vulnerable. Her love for Walter develops like a well-tended hearth, initially smaller, but providing sustainable warmth through decades. Neither is superior. Both are authentic expressions shaped by circumstances. 60 years later, Roya discovers Bahman's stationery shop in Massachusetts, run by his son, leading her to Bahman himself, now elderly with Parkinson's. Their reunion brings the narrative full circle, revealing the truth of their separation. As Roya holds the dying Bahman, memories flood back, their kisses against bookshelves, cinema metropole visits, dancing at parties. In this moment, he was entirely hers again, their connection transcending decades despite the years past. After Bahman's death, his caretaker delivers to Roya a blue Danish cookie tin containing her letters from 1953, along with letters he had written but never sent. Among them is the fabricated letter in handwriting resembling hers, evidence of their manipulation that provides closure while reopening wounds of what might have been. Mr. Fakhri rushed to the square during the coup to confess his deception, only to be killed before revealing the truth. His dying belief that love and democracy would endure proves partially prophetic. Though separated and Iran's democracy overthrown, their spirit persisted across continents, revealing how time is circular and love endures.